Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Ali in Parsha's Bechukaisai, which is the last Ali in Sefer Vayikra. That's Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Tes.
And we just learned about a type of vow called a cherem, and now we continue talking about the cherem that we know, which is an excommunication type of cherem. Kol cherem asher yachram in Adam, any cherem that a person is in cherem, a person is banned, la yipada, that person is not allowed to be redeemed, mas yumas, he shall surely die. Now what does that mean? Why is a person in cherem dying? So Pasuk Chav Tes and Rashi tells us, Kol cherem asher yachram, is referring to the scenario that Hayotze Laharik, someone's being brought out to be killed by Bezin, V'amar Echad, and someone says, Erka Eli, that person's value is upon me. Lo'amar Klum, he didn't say anything. Mas Yumas, he shall be put to death. Harei Hayle Chlamas, that's because he's going to die, that is why he has no value. L'fikach, therefore, Lo Yipada, he cannot be redeemed. Ein Le'damim, he has no worth, V'lo Erech, and he has no value. This person's not worth anything, he's about to die, and that's why it doesn't work when someone tries to pledge his value to the Beis HaMikdash. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, we continue with a similar topic. Miser aretz, any miser from the land, mizera aretz, from the seed of the land, mipriha aretz, from the fruit of the land, lashem, who that belongs to Hashem, kodesh lashem, it is kodesh for Hashem, vimgal yigal ish mimasrei, and if a person redeems his miser, chamishiso yosef olav, he has to add a fifth onto that. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed of chol miser aretz, but miser sheni akasim medaber, the pasuk is talking about miser sheni, mizera aretz, this is talking about dagon, grain, mipriha aretz, tir shviyasar, this is talking about wine and oil, lashem, who belongs to Hashem, kinoi Hashem, Hashem is taking possession of it, and Hashem has commanded you to go up and eat in Yerushalayim from his table, from his shulchan, like it says in the pasuk, and you should eat it in front of Hashem your God, and continuation of that pasuk, you should eat all of your maaser in Yerushalayim. However, pasuk Lamed Aleph told us if a person redeems his maaser, he has to add on a fifth. Rashi over here tells us, but not from the maaser of his friend. If a person redeems the maaser of his friend, he does not add on a fifth. How does he redeem it? Yivdenu k'dei la'atir b'achila. He redeems it in order to be able to eat it, b'chol makim, in any place. V'hamais, and that money that was used for the redemption, yala, he brings up to Yerushalayim v'yoychal, and he uses that money to buy food and eat that food, b'Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, k'mash shakasav, like it says in the pasuk, v'nosata b'kesef v'gaymer. And back to the Chumash pasuk Lamed Bey is another type of meiser, v'chol meiser bakar v'tzayin, and any meiser of cattle and the flock, kol asher yavar tachas l'shavet, anything that passes underneath the staff, ha'asiri yia kodesh l'Hashem, the tenth shall be kodesh for Hashem. Lo yivaker bin tov l'rav, lo yimirenu. He's not allowed to distinguish between good and bad, and he's not allowed to exchange it. Vim hamer yimirenu. And if he does substitute it, vayahu usmarasa yia kodesh lo yigal, it and the one he substituted for it should be kodesh. It's not allowed to be redeemed. Rashi over here, pasuk lamed beis, tells us tachas hashavet kishabal asrin. When he comes to take ma'aser of his animals, mitzian bepesach, he brings them through the entrance, zachar zeh, one after another. Vasiri makav shavet sevua besikra, and the tenth one gets struck with his staff that has some red coloring on it, liyos nicker, so that it could be discernible, shehu meiser, that's the meiser. Kenai said that's what he does, la'agolim, la'talayim, to the calves and to the lambs, shal kalshan v'shana, that are born every single year. Yeah, kodesh, what does that mean? It shall be holy, likarv la'mizbech, damei ve'imurav, it's brought on the mizbech, v'habasur nechal abaylim, but the meat is eaten by the owner, sharei loy nimna, imshar matnes kuna, because this was not listed with all the other matnes kuna, v'loy matzinu she'inosin b'sar la'kehanim, and we don't find that the meat of meiser behem is given to the kehanim. He has to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, but he himself eats it. And Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel tells us, lo yivakir, l'fishan emar, since it says in the pasuk, v'chol mivchar nidrechem, and all the choicest of your nedarim, yachol, you might think, yehei barer umaitzias hayafe, that a person should choose the nicest of his cattle as meiser. He should make sure that the nicest one is the meiser. Tamalarim, that's why the pasuk says, lo yivakir ben tev l'ra, don't distinguish between good and bad. Bein tam, bein balmom, whether it's unblemished or it has a blemish, chol olav kedusha, the tenth one, whatever it is, it has kedusha on it. V'lo yishekar balmom, not that you're allowed to bring it as a carbon if it has a mum. Ela yachol b'teres meiser, it's eaten and treated with all the laws of meiser, v'asur ligazes, it's not allowed to be shorn, v'leyavid, and it's not allowed to be used for work either. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamadal, the last pasuk in this week's parasha, and the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, Ela ha-mitzvahs asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. These are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded Moshe to the b'nei Yisrael on har Sinai. Chazak, chazak, v'nischazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.